It's that magical time of year again, when voices rise, footsteps echo through the city streets, and Cape Town itself becomes a concert hall. On the 22nd of November, St. Cecilia's Day, the patron saint of music, shares her day with none other than Benjamin Britten. To mark this extraordinary double celebration, the acclaimed vocal ensemble Vox Cape Town invites you to do something truly special, a choral pilgrimage through some of the city's most resonant and beautiful spaces. Joining us today to share more about this remarkable experience is the artistic director of Vox, John Woodland. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Andre. Gosh, I don't think I've ever been introduced with such enthusiasm on this station before. And you painted such a beautiful picture there, highlighting all the aspects of this choral pilgrimage on St. Cecilia Day.
Let's dive deeper and see a little bit more. Let's start with the big picture. For listeners who might not know, what exactly is a choral pilgrimage? Elucidate us.
Great question, and I think what we're doing here is a first of its kind event in Cape Town. So often choirs will sing in a particular space, and that space really shapes the choral sound, whether it's a small, intimate space or a larger, more resonant space. One is then going to express and, from an audience point of view, experience the music very differently. And so typically in a concert setting, one will be in a static kind of design in one space. But what if we were to take, in this particular case, the same piece of music to many different spaces and hear how the music transforms in each different space? So that's the idea behind this pilgrimage. It's not a concert in the traditional sense, but we are going to move between four different spaces and sing the same piece of music in each space and then hear how the music transforms both from a singer's and an audience point of view in those four different spaces.
Okay, now you've got me. All right, so it's like a walking tour, and then you're going to hear the different reverbs and echoes and,
exactly,
and the size of the room. So Where are we walking to? What are the spaces?
Well, we've called it a choral pilgrimage because it happens on this very special day that you mentioned, St. Cecilia's Day. So she was the patron saint of music and musicians. And that day is the 22nd of November, which, as you also mentioned, is the birthday of this very important 20th century British composer, especially in the context of choral music, Benjamin Britten. Now, he knew he was born on St. Cecilia Day. He was always looking for a way to write a special piece of music to mark this in some way. So he had a good friend, W.H. Auden, famous poet, and during the Second World War, he was a conscientious objector, Britten. He spent some time in the United States, and Auden, much ink has been spilled, perhaps trying to seduce Britten, wrote this poem for Britten, this hymn to St. Cecilia, and then on the ship back from the USA to the UK, Britten wrote this piece based on Auden's poem, the Hymn to St. Cecilia. It's a big piece. It's about 12 minutes for a cappella chorus. It involves soloists. It's extremely varied, all about music and the magic of music and St. Cecilia and the capacity of music to delight, enchant, transform. So that piece of music is itself quite a journey. So that's why we decided to kind of call it, in a way, a choral pilgrimage. But we're going to start off at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Devatakunt, which is kind of like our musical home in some ways. And recently they've just uncovered, they were redoing the carpets there and uncovered this wonderful slate flooring underneath. So there's this wonderful sparkle to the acoustic. So we're singing there for the first time since this new kind of slate flooring has been uncovered. We'll start there. Then we're going to move past St. George's Cathedral. We're not going to stop and sing in the cathedral, but it's an important space for us. We're singing some Christmas concerts there with the Cape Philharmonic Orchestra very soon. So we're going to pass the cathedral, then we're going to walk up Government Avenue through the company's garden, and then our second stop is Hidding Campus, University of Cape Town, where the Michaelis School of Fine Art is. And we're going to sing in two very different spaces there. So those are kind of linked deliberately to kind of contrast acoustics and spaces. The one is the old Anatomy Lecture Theatre. So it's a very kind of steeply raked lecture theatre. We'll have the choir down at the bottom and the audience for a change kind of above the singers. So as our voices rise in kind of an amphitheatre of sound, we'll really, guests will be able to kind of really peer over at the
I haven't even heard it and I'm getting
singing.
Goosebumps already.
Excellent. Good. I have almost as good as your way with words at the beginning of this interview. Then we move over from the Anatomy Lecture Theatre into Hidding Hall, which is this beautiful wood-panelled historic hall, a much more generous resonant acoustic, and we want the singers to surround the guests. So you've now heard heard the music coming to you from the front, from below, from around. And then we're going to move to the Youngblood Gallery in Bree Street for the final stop at 1 o'clock that afternoon, where we will be singing from above. And that's a very important space for us. It was where our very first concert happened in 2016. Vox is turning 10 this year. So it kind of brings the whole thing full circle. So that's it in a nutshell. Folks are welcome to join at any point in the pilgrimage. First prize is to join us at St. Andrews at 10 a.m. Come early, grab a cup of coffee with us, and bring your walking shoes, and then actually walk with us over the next 3.5 hours as we move through these 3 different venues, 4 different singing spaces.
Do you have to be super fit, or can any age come and walk?
It is designed to be, it will be a leisurely walk through the city centre. Fortunately, it's mostly flat, so we anticipate anyone should be able to manage it. But if you'd prefer, you can drive from venue to venue, or only come for one of those stops, if that would suit you better.
So how do we come to this amazing concert? Where do we sign up?
Yes.
What are the ticket prices?
Right. So this event, to keep it as open and inclusive as possible, is, and because it's something different, it's an experiment and we like to do things differently in Vox, it is free. So we do encourage folks, if they feel moved, to perhaps make a donation, you know, whatever they can. But yes, all the details are on Quicket. There are only a handful. I think it is only something like 15 or 20 spots left. VoxCapeTown.com, if you just search for Choral Pilgrimage, Cape Town, St. Cecilia, it will come up. But it's good for us to know who's going to be there so we can plan appropriately.
Also, where can we find you guys on the socials?
Vox Cape Town.
That's it. That's on Instagram it. And on Facebook.
Exactly. That's the handle. Or just Google. It'll come up. And then please, we've got Christmas concerts in December and more on that coming up very soon. The 5th and the 7th with Here Be Dragons.
Like you
and
said
early
earlier,
folk
one
ensemble.
Of the churches you're walking past.
And then the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and Cape Town Opera, exactly, in St. George's Cathedral for 3 concerts. That's the 10th, 11th, 12th of December. So the culmination of our 10th birthday celebrations. But an exciting time of year. As you said earlier, with Voices, I guess we all want to kind of relax and celebrate at this time of year. So we hope this choral pilgrimage will kind of be, in a way, the beginning of the end of the year festivities.
The beginning of the end of the year. I like that. Finally, John, for anyone listening who's never been to a Vox performance, why should they join this pilgrimage on the 22nd? What might they feel, hear, or discover along the way?
Oh, that's a great question. We were chatting a bit earlier about how almost we shouldn't be talking about the music. We should just let the music sort of sing for itself. Vox, we always try to do things a little bit differently, especially in a space where you really try to kind of theme dress up the venue to create a holistic experience. So the music, what is being communicated through the words of the music, kind of resonates with the lighting, with perhaps drinks that are being served. This is kind of the opposite approach now, where, as I mentioned a bit earlier, we're taking one piece of music to many different spaces. So really just encourage guests to come with open ears in a playful way to enjoy this music and how it's going to transform and change from space, which is why we think if you can come for the full pilgrimage starting 10 o'clock on the 22nd of November, then you can really kind of get the full
experience.
The full experience.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming through. That is John Woodland.
Hey, thanks, Andre. Thanks, Mzu.